Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network audience. We are so glad to be able to have you here today. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Can y'all hear that snare going on, like the little drummer mic? Anyway, so listen, here we are talking about the four blood moons today. You've got to stay tuned. We're going to continue the conversation about what's taking place. When Harry Truman, President Harry Truman, signed United Nations paperwork saying that we are not only are we okay with Israel becoming a nation, but the full force of America is behind it. In 1948, understand this, that today the antithesis of that is happening. The full force of America right this moment is behind not keeping Israel as a nation. The opposite. 60 years later, approximately 60 years later, mm-hmm. that when, understand this, by the way, I guess we're going to talk, we're going right into it. We're going to go right into it.
Let's go there.
Understand this. And we're talking about the four blood moons. If you haven't yet heard it, you need to go or watch it. Go to the VFN TV Torch or go to your app and listen and watch and see how on April the 15th of 2014, is going to begin this four blood moons some historic things happen in that. But I want to say this. In 1948... Israel was applying to be a nation, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President FDR, he sent a letter to, I believe, the prince or whoever, king of Saudi Arabia, and he was whoever the oil, particular oil at that time that they were using. He said, listen, don't worry about it. I will make sure that we will not support Israel becoming a nation. That won't happen. Well, reportedly, 2 weeks later, he dies. Harry Truman comes into office, and he was raised up by his mother and God and taught the word of God, and that whoever blesses Israel is blessed. Without hesitation, he signed the paper saying not only yes, but the force of America is behind this statement. We're going to back it up with military force. And what's interesting, now we have the military force of America is now behind keeping Israel from being a nation, keeping Israel, Jerusalem, from being the capital. I mean, they actually said it. If you've been listening, you actually saw them take Jerusalem out of the platform for our current leadership and God, trying to remove God out. And they had to force it back in, even though it was in name only, but obviously not God. But now... I remember when our current president was coming into office and we're excited about the fact that the first African-American president ever was elected in America. What a big achievement. And it was exciting, great expectancy, what's going to take place. And then we saw some values come out. I was like, oh my goodness, where are we going? What's happening here? And in the context of that some things have happened that's pretty wild, just very wild. But the biggest thing that we're seeing is this provoking against God. It's provoking against God, and this Ahab, which is, you're looking at an Ahab situation, mm-hmm. He's a provoker of God, which means this is a person who truly has the authority, but that authority has been seduced and somebody else is pushing them. So they actually, but the first thing they did when they got into office, I remember them reporting that, they had everybody read Franklin Delano Roosevelt's FDR's autobiography. Mm. His biography, not autobiography, his biography. And it's like, why would you? That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, it's because of the economic crisis and it's what's going on. But he's the most progressive president, along with Woodrow and all, out there. And these guys who were selecting, they chose who they're going to select. This is what our president's pastor said. He says he was selected. You have to understand, he was selected before you guys had a chance to elect him. He has to take care of who selected him to be able to do that. He's trying to let people, say, relax a little bit. This is how things work. Mm-hmm. And you can actually hear him saying that on the VFN Torch. You can go there and understand that. But here we are right now, and it looks like the plan of these guys that selected them are they're against Israel. They're, I mean, in the logical sense, they're probably thinking, you know, there's all this trouble's always happened. I understand you didn't do anything wrong, but if you're out of the picture, then all this problem will go away. And it's like, no, Satan, that's not going to happen. The reason why people are against Israel, because they're against God. And by the way, that'll never happen. It's not going to be successful. But the nations who bow up and come up, this is how, in the very last days, God's going to bring everybody to a valley, and he's going to judge them. You know what he's going to judge them on? He's going to judge the nations based on what they did towards Israel. Mm. What did you do with Israel? And that alone, you want to say, okay, I'm going to move out of this part, these crew across the world that's trying to come against Israel and move into God's leadership in my life towards Israel and towards the church. But so you look at FDR signing this letter during his administration, signing this letter to one of the kings or princes in the Middle East, saying that there would not be, don't worry about it, there will not be, and he's in his third term of presidency, by the way. This is back before you had the constitutional amendment about two terms. And he said they would not be a nation. 2 weeks later, he dies. Mm-hmm. President Harry Truman comes in and he signs it. And he says, well, the full force of America is behind this. It's not just, it's a good idea, because a lot of nations go, yeah, that's what they say. What's America doing?
Right.
And because God has blessed America so much, and they know that for whatever reason, that's what they used to do. And he said, the full force of America is behind this. Well, now the full force of America is behind the very thing that Franklin Delano Roosevelt reportedly didn't want, which was Israel not to be a nation. And would have satisfied the Muslims that are in the area that they think of Christians and Jews as us as infidels. Mm-hmm. They need to be converted. Jews that need to be pushed into the sea. Their Quran speaks of the Jews saying that it will not be satisfied until even a rock picks itself up and say, behind here, here's another Jew. That's the doctrine that they're reading. And that's the one that our president's going and John Kerry. And who, by the way, they're not alone. There's this whole machine that's back there that's you know, whoever's controlling this money aspect of it are making these kind of decisions. But they're messing with God when you're messing with Israel like that. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing our current president, and maybe the people that selected him, had them read was FDR's biography, his viewpoint of things, which was big government, a huge government, because he's trying to come out of the 1929 financial crisis, the stock market crashing. One bank, the Knickerbocker Bank, overloaned outside of his resources. One bank. Mm-hmm. And it just began a chain link of, and people jumped out of windows and stuff. I mean, the windows weren't even high back then. Today, now America is in so much debt. It's big, biggest debt in the history of the world. This is nothing like 1929. This is like Orwell's 1984. I mean, this is that world crisis moment. You know, where, you know, what's going to happen in the context of this? We got drones. We talked about that. You know, Amazon.com's looking to deliver their products in 30 minutes or less. With drones, you know, Domino's all day long is going to be doing those things.
All day long.
All day long.
And I know where they'll be going, too.
Yeah, their house.
That's right.
right. Yeah, because that could be Al Qaeda drone. It looks like a pizza box.
Yeah, right.
My pizza's cold. We're up in a chill zone, you know. But here we are now, right this moment. The four blood moons are about to begin in a few days, April the 15th, 2014. And they always begin in tears. And what's interesting, God's people are the ones that have tears. Hmm. And so for everybody who, first of all, that calls himself a Christian who does not have a right perspective of Israel, your tears will blend together. Hmm. You know, they'll all be
time
one tear.
To get one.
Yeah, and to get a right heart. And one way to do that is to go back and begin to listen to some of the segments on VFN Radio, VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, but also go to KUFI, Christians United for Israel. Begin to get educated on Israel now so you understand what side not to be on. Mm-hmm. And because in the end, we'll be judged based on how we respond to Israel. Secondly, when you have the president, which we talked about yesterday, and you can hear him and see him, the president of World Jewish Congress stand up and say that we will not be silent, Christians. We will not be silent. You weren't silent for us when we were persecuted as Jews. We will not be silent for you being persecuted. We'll stand with you. And so many words they said, in Jerusalem, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, which means this, that the Lord's coming could be very, very soon. Everybody has all these theories, but you know, Jesus don't even right. know. So if Jesus doesn't know, that flawed man who's telling you that Jesus is coming back tomorrow or in 50 years, they don't know. Mm-mm. But he is coming back. He is coming back. When you see the whole world in this kind of turmoil, he says, look up. Look up, for the redemption is near. And when you see what's happening right now over Israel, all nations will turn against her, and they'll be made a trembling cup around him, and this great loss of, I mean, it's just, I just feel like we're moving in a time of, it's just, I mean, it already is already. You feel that rhythm of just, okay, almost a storm, mm-hmm. and then 5 days later, another storm. And it's like, I need to soak on that storm. It's like, no, another storm. And it's like, I can't even pause long enough to pray thoroughly over this because there's another disaster. There's another climate situation. There's another tornado, biggest tornado ever, the coldest ever, the wettest ever, the biggest flood ever, the biggest mm-hmm. economic crash ever. It's like, okay, I'm just going to pray. Learn to pray in the spirit, mm-hmm. by the way. Learn yeah. to pray in the spirit. So I'm just going to spend some time with God. We're going to talk more about this when we get back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-outright attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down the, give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much, and he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him, meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Ever had one of those days? This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute, and Sherry Rose Shepherd shares a lighthearted account of a time when someone doubted her credentials as a real-life beauty queen.
When I first won the crown of Mrs. United States, my son was in kindergarten, and in kindergarten, the big deal is show and tell. So he couldn't wait to go to school, and he says, "Everybody, my mommy's the new queen of the country." And I came to pick Jacob up that day, no makeup on, my hair in a bun, and gray sweats. And I went to pick him up, and his teacher comes running down and goes, "This is so cute. Your little boy loves you so much that he actually believes you're Mrs. America." I said, "I am." She said, "You're kidding."
Well, it's good to keep perspective on life. And you can hear more from Sherry Rose today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
I don't know if you heard about the podcast, but I'm excited about the podcast.
Talk to us.
The podcast for VFN TV, the Daily Radio Program. Look, think about it. Mm-hmm. A podcast, this is what a podcast does. It happens without you doing anything.
Oh, that's good.
Once you subscribe to the our podcast, the entire day's programs, the teachings that are loosed, if they're available on VFN TV, released, the highlights, you know, the each individual highlights that you see on the VFN Torch. I mean, this automatically, if you subscribe to the podcast, and it's a podcast, it will just download somehow miraculously into your computer, into your iPhone, into your Android, mm-hmm. and you don't even need to be hooked up in the Wi-Fi or anything like that.
It's good.
It just will automatically download it so you can listen to what you want to listen to when you want to listen to it, because it's sitting inside your phone, your iPod, your Android, your computer. It's sitting in there like it's a song that you purchase and sits in your playlist. That's what a podcast is, which is pretty cool, because what that means is this, that everything that's ever happened in the broadcast, all these different topics and wisdom and everything that we're sharing with you to encourage you, but also to encourage others, that you can have them yourself. You don't have to buy them. You don't have to sign up to get something. They just download automatically through the podcast. Make sure you check it out. Go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to the podcast today.
Listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster, joining me today. Well, welcome everybody, all our VFN Radio audience and VFN TV, Christian Television Network audience. We are just so, like little drummer mites going on right here today. It is amazing how this cold climate taking on. Hey, there we go.
There he is.
I'll give all a big shout out to all of our viewers and listeners. We are talking today about the Four Blood Moons. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hello. And if you missed it, you've got to catch the earlier part of this program and the earlier programs today talking about the Four Blood Moons that began, according to NASA, in April the 15th of 2014. And so, this is like... Pay attention. This is moments away from this happening. And what we're talking also about how this current leadership and the mindset, you know, Saul people get Saul leaders. So when Saul was chosen, King Saul was chosen, he was chosen because there was people that had the same spirit as Saul. And he was just like them. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I wish we had that segment. You could find it on the VF and Torch. When our president was running for office, I mean, he said, "I'm a Christian just like you are." And what can you say to that? Because at that particular time, that's kind of the condition of the church, is whatever, whatever.
Right.
You know, and I don't know whether he meant that it was a political aspect of it, but the truth is you can only have one God. And you can't be for Satan, you can't be against Israel and for God. It's just, you know, you're not for God if you're against it. The nations are going to be judged. I believe it was Hosea chapter 1 or 2. The nations are going to be judged in a valley, gathered and dealt with based on how we, and that's ethnos. It's not like your country. It's you as an individual. We as an individual are going to be judged on how we responded to Israel, what we did with the land. And they're wanting to divide it up. It's, what it's like. It's amazing. All these years later, exactly what the Lord prophesied would be taking place is taking place. Well, in conjunction to that, while we are negotiating with the haters of Israel, the haters of Christians, who has a while we're saying to the Ayatollah and the president of Iran and the Muslim Brotherhood and all the crew that's around that as well, we're saying, you know, we want to talk to you about, you know, what you're doing. We want to be able to ease sanctions. And you hear yesterday what that actually means about easing the sanctions, because it just escalates this whole thing, gives them legitimacy with nuclear weapons. But the biggest thing it's doing while we are doing, well, there's a lot of dimensions to the biggest thing, but one huge thing that's taken place, there's a sign going on for us as the church. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, you know, when I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was in prison, you visited me. Mm. When I was sick, you took care of me. When I was hungry, you fed me. And right now, Jesus is in prison around the world. But right now, there is a stage where Jesus is on this stage through Pastor Saeed in Iran, who is in prison just because he refuses to deny Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
Yeah.
That's it. And our current administration knows this. Our Congress knows it. Our Senate knows it. Our generals know it. Israel knows it. And it's broadcasted continually, you know, thanks to American Civil ACLUJ.
Right. American Center for Law and Justice.
Right, which you can get to at VFNTV.com and click on links. They're standing up. It was actually his son that it began to
Jordan,
work.
Jordan Sinclair.
Yeah, he's the one that began to focus on this. You know, thank you, Jordan. But understand, this is a sign to us. And so when all this is happening, you think that they would have freed him, or we would have said, we're not going to negotiate with you until you free this American. Mm-hmm. This American, he is an American that went over there to minister in the name of Jesus, and had several churches that he was helping to start and that type of thing, and that was over. That's it. There's nothing else. And you have to understand, if you have not understood Islam and Christianity, you can do that by going to VFN Torch and look at the comparison of the two. But to acknowledge Muhammad as a true prophet, which means what he wrote down in the Quran about Jesus is true, and what they say in the Quran about Jesus is that he's not the son of God. He's a prophet, but he's not the son of God, and he has to come back and repent for calling himself the son of God, which means you're denying Jesus. It's the anti-Jesus gospel. It's anti-Christ, right? Anti-Jesus Christ.
Right.
And so, of course, Pastor Saeed, a Christian, is going like, hey, you know, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And so now they locked him back to a deeper prison. This is happening right now. We're going to talk more about this. He is assigned to the church in the world, and definitely assigned to the church in America, that if this is the direction we're going to go, that's what's going to happen to the church. As uninterested as this current leadership is about Jesus being locked up in jail in Iran, that's how uninterested they are in you, who calls yourself a church. They're just tolerating you right now. Yeah. They're just tolerating you. And understand that the spirit is. I mean, Lucifer's not going to like, hey, why don't you go out and evangelize and win these hordes of hell over to Jesus? And those that are following this dark aspect of things, they're just tolerating you. They would rather you not be there. Understand then that this has come to this point in America because we have done evil in the eyes of the Lord. This is not because of the people. This is because the church has done wrong. We've sinned. We've done things wrong. We deserve the things being said about us. But if we repent and acknowledge them and say, God, we're so sorry, forgive us for, you know, talking to a world about what to do when we ourselves weren't even doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're telling the world, this is how you need to be. And it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they're going to eat your lunch. You know, what are you talking about? It's not going to happen. And we have to, and we say it often, and you probably heard me before, you know, I just want to apologize and say that I'm sorry, you know, for how the church has blamed you for our predicament, and to let you know that God loves you and has a plan for your life, and we just need to get our act together before our God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And Assad is assigned to us. And Pastor Saeed. And understand, while these negotiations were going on, while they're saying don't listen to any Israelis, the Secretary of State is saying that to our congressman, while they're saying don't pay attention to any allies of Israel, while they're negotiating with Iran, the same time, Jesus is in this prison inside of Iran.
And they ignored him because they were asked, part of the negotiations, my understanding is they were asked to make the release of Saeed part of, you know, this agreement. He was totally ignored, and they chose to release somebody else. And now there's a project called Be Heard Project, where you can sign up with your signature and email, and they'll send it out for you, so that right now they have over 136,000 folks that have signed up. I'm going to make this available for you on the Torch, where you yourself can stand. Listen, there's three things you can always do. Pray, give financially, and do something, act with service. And so being able to do that is so, so important.
We want to hear this. Hear this from CBN News about what we're talking about. Pastor Saeed.
Pastor imprisoned in Iran are increasing. The American Center for Law and Justice reports Pastor Saeed Abedini has been repeatedly robbed and threatened at knife point by other prisoners. The ACLJ also says his health is quickly deteriorating in the prison where he was recently transferred. Iranian authorities refused to give him his medication. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow is in Europe meeting with key foreign diplomats and world leaders. He's urging them to apply pressure on Iran through increased sanctions for Pastor Saeed's release. You could log on to CBNNews.com to learn how you can make your voice heard for Pastor Saeed, as well as your prayers.
As CBN News, understand that Jesus said, whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you've done it to me. Whatever, when I was in prison, you came and visited me. To some others, they would say, he's going to say this. He's going to say, I believe it's Matthew 25. He said, when I was in prison, you didn't even pay attention to me.
Mm.
You didn't even go to ACLUJ.org and give $2, cappuccino money.
Yeah.
To Jay Sekulow, who is legally fighting, and that's, we're a land of laws in America, who actually would say, by law, you have to go rescue this American citizen. So that's how things are done in America. And he's an attorney firm. And they're willing to do it. But the thing is, where have you spent your money in the last month? Where have you spent your money? It's Christmas. Mm-hmm. Jesus is in jail here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jesus is in jail. You can buy a PlayStation 2 or you can go to ACLUJ.org, go to VFNTV.com, click on links, and you see them there. And say, you know what, God? Because this is what he says. When I was in prison, you didn't even come see me. Mm-hmm. When I was in prison in Iran, think about it. You can hear these words going. You didn't even pay attention to me. You turned the channel. You turned the radio station. You started listening to something. I started looking at your shopping list. You didn't even put a penny out to free me when I was in jail. They weren't giving me my meds. I was sick. You didn't come and take care of me. When they were robbing me by knife point, because they put me in this back cell now with rapers and all this kind of stuff going on, and he's getting sicker and sicker. His wife is crying out before you. I've given him a worldwide platform. And Church of America, what are you doing? You serve a you're in a government that's a government by the people, for the people. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call your congressman and senator and say, if you do not respond to Pastor Saeed and get him out of there and you stop these negotiations, crank up these sanctions, don't let go of these sanctions, then we're going to have new leadership. We're going to have new leadership because we want people to stand for God and for this country and for Israel. And you're not doing that by letting this American citizen be in this prison. And all he did was tell people that God loves him, God's got his plan for their life, and the fact that your sins can be forgiven. And he was sharing them with the message of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
436 long days he's been in prison. 436 days.
Yes. And so I want to encourage you. And this is what the Lord laid on my heart this morning as I was spending time with him. You know, I want to be found. And one way that I can know that you can go to the ACLUJ.org, go to VFNTV.com, click on links, and you can see them there as well. And they're legally fighting for him because, you know, how can you get stuff to him? And there's others out there as well, but just make sure you don't waste it. I mean, focus it like a flint saying, I want, and begin to pray for them. Begin to call your congressmen, your senators, write the president and let them know, go get this man. No, do not negotiate. When they're wanting to threaten the church and they're wanting to threaten the Jews, the Christians and the Jews, this is what they're threatening? You got to listen to JJ. You got to listen to JJ. This is what's going on, exactly what we prophesied. JJ's in trouble. That's Jesus and the Jews. And we can do something. We can stand up. When we stand before the throne of God, we can say, you know, I prayed, I called my leaders, and I also gave financially to free this man, to free you, Jesus. When you were in prison in Iran during all these times it was going on, I stood with Israel, I stood with you, Jesus, and here I am standing before your throne.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
Today. You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is. And that, you know, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. There was something that came up that God spoke to me and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word that it blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person. Yes. Another person. It's living and active. Oh,
yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly, right. And he speaks to you the way that you hear,
right?
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but right. But God knows, you know, how to speak to us, and,
right?
And it's just awesome. It's such a, it's powerful. You know, it's life changing.
Yeah, when you abide with the Lord, like he talks about in John 15, you know, apart from abiding in him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen instead of oh no, because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called. And by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. You're listening and viewing VFN Radio on VFN TV and our Christian Television Network audience. Give you a shout out. We're so encouraged for to be here and to share some things. If you've missed today's program, oh my goodness, the programs that have been going on today are just powerful. About the four blood moons, what's about to take place on April the 15th, what's taking place in Iran, what is the biblical perspective of what's taking place in the world. Joining me is Pat.
Hello.
And Pat Hamilton and John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We are, I am pumped about this Kai Yan stuff that you got.
I know you
I'm
are.
Surging through my veins.
It can you elaborate? What is that? Kainon, you called
Kainon,
it?
Kainon.
Whatever you want to call it.
No, it's what you called it. I want to be true to what you said. What was that? Is that deflect? Are you saving him? Are you saving him? Wow. Okay. You got help. You got help today. You got help. Wow. No Kainon. Okay.
It's today, good though. Stuff. It really is.
It's quiet.
I think it's amazing. So if you want some good turkey the day after Thanksgiving,
Pat would definitely have it.
Pat would definitely have it. We'll give a big shout out to all of our locals around on the Gulf Coast area and the Southeastern America. God showed us Southeastern America early on, and it's so encouraging to know that we're available on the Christian Television Network in those areas, as well as on VFN Radio, and now around the world. And local has a whole different meaning now, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does.
Local used to mean up the street, but now it's just our audiences are just so huge. And it's so encouraging. We love to hear from you. We love for when you're encouraged by VFN Radio and VFN TV. We love to hear feedback, and we appreciate it. Don't forget to like us on our Facebook and follow us on the VFN Torch. Sign up for the newsletter. Go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, and you'll get the Torch newsletter to you every week. And it'll keep you up to date in case you missed a segment or you want to share what you heard with others. We make that available to you as well as the app. Hanukkah. You think about it that, you know, we are... When you read Romans chapter 11, everybody's reading their Bible, the letter written to the church of Rome, Paul begins to explain in Romans 11 how he just wants to just give he even says, I just give my whole life for the Jews to understand how awesome Jesus is, and the Messiah. But he also talks about we got to be real careful to understand that it was the Jews that God selected and chose to be his chosen people. And they carried the word to us. The reason why we have the Bible is because the Jews kept it. They kept the Holy Bible, and they kept it to the T. People say, well, they're so detailed. They're detailed. I mean, think about it. Of all the gifts that God would give the Jews, wouldn't details be important when you want the word of God to be, think about it. You'd want it to be right. I mean, you don't want a sanguine writing things out, right?
No.
It was kind of like what he meant, you know, the Sermon on the Mount or the Monument or he had a cappuccino or something. I don't know. Anyway, getting back to what? Right? You want somebody's detailed. And they're very detailed. They have a detailed gift, tracing back genealogies and all that. But he talks about they're the ones that gave us the word. They kept it. And so we owe this huge debt of gratitude. And not only that, but, you know, God's going to save Israel. God's going he's going to save Jacob. And how he does that, he talks about it prophetically, but he has his plan to be able to redeem them. And once the full number of the ones who aren't Jews, the Gentiles, come in. And so we have this And then he talks about, you know, don't boast in the fact that, you know, you're grafted in, that he allowed you to come into the family. He says, listen, if he didn't spare the natural branches, then he's not going to spare you either. That's what he's talking about. He says, listen, if I dealt with the folks that I selected to be my people, and I'm going to deal with them, bring them back into me, and you're grafted in, mm-hmm. how much more is he going to deal with you mm-hmm. If you get all prideful mm-hmm. and stuff? He says, behold the kindness and the sternness of God. And that he's both those simultaneously. I've met them both. Have you met them? Have you met both those attributes? The kindness and the sternness of
yeah.
God?
Oh, yeah.
You want to expound on that?
We don't have time.
We don't have time, right. the mercies of God. And
new every
you see
morning.
That look? New every morning. He did too. Like, man, oh, I remember man. Those looks.
I know the mercies. Oh, that one. I know the mercies.
And, but so we want to understand, you know, what is Hanukkah? Hanukkah is something that's celebrated by the Jews around the same time. And CBN, we'll listen first to CBN as they're talking about Hanukkah, and then we'll come out and begin to, and with that perspective of what Paul is writing us and what we understand, that we owe a debt of gratitude. And how much more will somebody understand what so much is about than those who kept the details of what God says? Listen up.
For 8 days at this time of year, Jewish people around the world celebrate Hanukkah, a holiday marking a great victory 2,000 years ago. Chris Mitchell visited the old city of Jerusalem and shows us the beautiful lights marking this year's celebration.
Thousands of Israelis come to Jerusalem's old city at Hanukkah to celebrate and see the lights. All over the world, Jews say special prayers, thanking God for miracles past and present, and light a special candelabra or menorah called a Hanukkiah for 8 days.
This is a holiday about spirituality. This is a holiday about values. This is a holiday about connecting to God. So many Israelis come here, everybody's attracted to the light.
Also known as the Feast of Dedication, Hanukkah is not mentioned in the Old Testament, but it is in the New Testament. Now it was the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. CBN News joined Rebecca Spiro and her family for the Jewish celebration.
It's a holiday that celebrates religious freedom and our victory against oppression and our ability to rededicate the temple.
And her children?
The presents and the parties and the latkes.
We have groups coming all the time, and we go on trips, and it's fun, and it's just fun.
In the 2nd century B.C., the Jewish people in Judea revolted against the Syrian Greek conquerors. The Seleucids tried to impose their culture, forcing the Jews to eat pork and forbidding Sabbath observance, Torah reading, and circumcision. Worse still, the Seleucids defiled the Jewish temple in Jerusalem and dedicated it to the Greek god Zeus. Led by a priestly family known as the Maccabees, the Jewish people retook Jerusalem and rededicated the temple. But when they wanted to light the menorah, there was only a tiny bit of sacred olive oil left.
We celebrate the 8 days that the menorah burned, which is a miracle. It was beyond nature, and also the military victory.
Eating fried foods like potato pancakes and jelly donuts is another Hanukkah tradition. Spiro's family and neighbors also have their own personal tradition to build unity between secular and religious Israelis.
We every single year we bring out a table of drinks, and thousands of people come to the old city for Hanukkah to look around and see the menorahs and light, and then we give out hot drinks to all the people that come.
Spiro says there's a message in the holiday for today.
The world's coming up against Israel. The wolves are circling the sheep. This is nothing new. And the message of Hanukkah is that no matter what happens, our candles burn bright. And like civilizations have come and gone, but the Jewish people are still here.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem's Old City.
That is such a good story. I know explaining Hanukkah. And some of the things that I think is pretty interesting about this is to understand that it's 8 days of celebration, which mm-hmm. represents, you know, eight is the number of new beginnings. Mm-hmm. And here they are over and over and over again since the New Testament was beginning to unfold is to celebrate. But there's going to be a new beginning for Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. That once the full number of the Gentiles come in, that so many people are going to be amazed. It's like, what happened? I thought it was over. It's like, no, it's there's a new beginning, you know, taking place. And of all the things, when you think about what's happening in Syria today, what's happening with the Arab League around Israel, with the 500 estimated 500 Muslims that are surrounding Israel now that we gave the leadership over to the president of Russia, and she just talked about how everything's happening and coming against Israel, that you're looking at again, and when they talked about this, the Hanukkah, talking about the Syrian great oppression over the Jews, when they came in, they dedicated their temple, they forced them to eat pork, you know, they kept them from reading the Torah, the Bible, and interesting today, we're seeing a lot of that today, you know, get the word out of their hands, get the word out of their hands. They kept them from circumcision, which was assigned to them. And for us, what we're saying today, we're seeing not only with the Jews, but with the Christians, where people saying, hey, it's not important to circumcise your heart anymore.
Right.
You know, sin's not a big deal anymore. Then they went and dedicated the temple of God to Zeus. And I'll never forget when one of the young guys in our church gathering was given a school assignment. And this is where the people who have this mindset against Israel have taken over our school system and infiltrated it. And we were homeschooling our children at that time. Mm-hmm. But he came over to help get them to help with this homework, help our kids to help him with this homework. And I came into the house and I saw them around the table and they were building an altar to Zeus, a throne of Zeus.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, what the heck is that? What are you doing? Get that out of my house.
Stop the press.
And it's been so promulgated that most people now in the American schools think nothing about these false gods.
Right.
They teach them, oh, this is just Greek gods. Well, looky here. They dedicated the temple of God to Zeus. Think about that. And you're teaching them and you're having children in your school system to build his throne. And I'm like, get that thing out of here. And he was so terrified. He was so terrified of that spirit when he got back there. And he did not say, because the teacher said, I called the school board. The school boards were like, you know, they didn't do anything about it. And it's like, don't you see the significance of this? When you're seeing Hanukkah, at the same time you're telling your students to build a throne to Zeus, look what you're doing.
Right.
Look at what you're doing and what you're actually coming against the Jews in the context of what that whole story there. And this is what God says, there'll be no other gods except me. And so you can't have these other gods. You don't celebrate. You need to remove those from, you know, what you're teaching there in the context of that. But of course, what we did, we had all of our kids build the throne room of God and the 24 elders and all that. But it's just a powerful, powerful thing when you look at what the Maccabees did and you look at what Hanukkah is about. So we want to remember our Jewish brothers and sisters during this time. She said it here. We were surrounded again. It's happening again. We're going to celebrate Hanukkah, new beginnings. Understand with these four blood moons coming, though they may begin in tears, that it ends in great victories for God's folks. Be God's folks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Join on God's side. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right, VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts. But I do want to say this before we get started. Eddie, oh my goodness, man, I was thinking about you and your insanity, man. I mean, a vice presidential candidate and you both are just running rapidly in your living rooms. I'm waiting to see you on some info commercial going, that was me then, this is me now, you know, and like showing a rib or something like they do. It's like, my gosh, you need some meat on you, dude. Anyway, so how are you doing, man? I want to hear from you, man. I bet you, I can imagine, because if I lost, you know, I lost 10 pounds. You know, my goal is 20. Mm-hmm. during this week I was away, I found five of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wasn't even looking for them. I wasn't even looking for them. You know, and I thought, where did you come from? I am not even looking for you. Can you imagine? Like, I'm not playing hide and go seek.
Well, you didn't have no biscuits, did you?
No, I had no. Those are more up north, I think, you know.
No swelling, nothing like that. All right, making sure.
And we won't talk about swelling. Anyway, so, but you know, I wasn't even looking for these 5 pounds. I mean, I wasn't even looking for them. And I wasn't even boasting about the 10 pounds. I was just being silently quiet and grateful, you know, for these 5 pounds. And it's like, I don't know what happened, you know. It was in between fettuccine Alfredo and a bologna sandwich during this week off. It's like, you know, I don't know. I was stuck in between, you know, fettuccine Alfredo and a bologna sandwich. And somewhere in between these two destinations, these 5 pounds popped up. And it's like, come on, what's up with this? So, you know, I'm going to send that 5 pounds back to where it came from.
Yeah,
I'm sending them back to fettuccine. I'm sending them back to bologna. You know, come on. I mean, this has got to go. But I am totally committed that I am going to get the physique that Pat has. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, oh.
You know, he's going like, I'm a little stuffy. Stuffy? Dude, look at you. We must be huge to you. He was like, you know, Chris and I are like floating around like blimps at the... it was like Macy's Parade. And he's calling himself big. And Chris and I are going like, dude, are you calling us like floats or something? What's up with this, you know? I mean, wait, at least where do we lose some weight or something? Yeah, oh. Jiminy bony crickets. And so,
boasting, I tell you, man.
Yeah. I feel like the big, you know, thing floating by Pat. You know, the ride they have in front of Macy's.
You don't have any string tying you down there? I mean, you don't have any, jeez.
Dude, isn't it something? That's totally something. And so can you imagine? So here we are, you know, we're walking down the road. I can see us now. You know, Pat will have these strings and Chris and I'll be floating above his head like a blowfish. You know, we'll float up there, you know. He'll be like, oh man, I just gained so much weight. Like, I don't even want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know, so, but I just thank God for the five that I did not find, you know, the whole 10. I only found five, but I'm committed, man. You got Photoshop, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. I want to wish everyone that's listening and watching us out there on Christian Television Network and VFN Radio across the world a very Merry Christmas, and just pray a blessing over you and your time. I just pray the Lord would give you a peace and a focus on, if he humbled himself in a manger, if he was willing not to take the nice hotel up the street just to prove that he took on the form of us, and how dependent we are on him on this day, the day that we celebrate, we focus celebrating on his birth, the birth of Jesus Christ, that's what you would make it about. Don't have to be, I mean, it could just be a conversation. It doesn't have to be all this material stuff. But and to remind your kids of that, just pause and remind your spouse and yourself of that and your fellowships. You know, we could do all this stuff, but let's just somehow figure out how to remember, you know, what it was like and what it is like, and the gift that we received on Christmas Day that we celebrate on December 25th. But we actually celebrate those who know Jesus all year long.
That's right.
And we will celebrate him in eternity.
Yes, we will.
Worthy, all glory, honor, wisdom, power, wealth, everything. Mm-hmm. He's just, whew, my goodness. Mm. I'm getting excited thinking about it. But what's the Lord been saying to you, Pat? I mean, what's been happening? What's God been saying?
Oh, my goodness. Last few days has just been overwhelming. I've just been started reading The Torch and the Sword by Rick Joyner.
Oh, yeah.
And it's basically a vision that the Lord had given him. And the Lord speaks to him in this vision,
right,
on several occasions.
What's so cool about the vision, too, is that Bob Jones heard from the Lord that he was going to get this vision in London, I believe.
Yeah, it was in London.
And then at this particular time of the year, and so there was an encounter with God that told him he was going to have an encounter with God at this particular time with God in London. So he just kind of shows up, and all of a sudden, just like God said was going to happen, all of a sudden, this is you, the supreme organizer,
oh,
right?
Oh my goodness.
And then he begins to download. Oh, but it's just, yeah, it's just beautiful.
Gosh. Yeah, he's just been, it's like, and I've read this before, but it's, again, you know, it's like I've never read it. And in chapter one, it talks about the torch. And he's talking to Jesus now. Jesus is with him. And they're real close together. So he says, as Jesus, you know, got close to him, he said he extended this torch to him and indicated that he should take it. And he says, this is yours, he says. I started this fire, but you must keep it going. And as I took, and this is Rick saying, he says, as I took the torch, I was surprised it was so light, which made me think it must be fragile.
Mm.
And then Jesus says, it is neither light nor fragile. The Lord said, answering my thoughts, he says, it has more substance and more weight than the earth itself. He says, this is the light of my presence. If I was not close to you, you could not hold it up. If you drift from my presence, it will become heavy. If you drift from very far from me, you will not be able to, you will have to lay it down. And then someone else will have to pick it up and carry it. It is yours to carry for as long as you stay close to me. And to me, I thought about that scripture in Matthew 11:30, where he says, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And the only way it can be light is if we're close to him.
Mm, that's right.
You know, it's him that carries it. And we were talking about it this morning again in our devotion time here in the studio. And there is absolutely no way that we can do what we're doing for God without being close to him. And this whole thing speaks of abiding over and over and over again. It's in him.
It's almost like
presence.
What he says in his word, isn't it? Amazing. Apart from abiding in him, you can do
nothing.
You can do nothing. You know, you can't hold this torch. You can't hold this thing that I've given you.
How many people does God give a grace to do something, and immediately they begin to take credit for it and begin to be like Korah and go, well, this is what needs to happen. It's like, ooh. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you think about it,
they
right?
They start peeking at their armor.
Yeah, look what I'm doing.
Yeah.
We got a book coming out, How I Did It 101.
Yeah.
And all
of
a sudden this big light torch becomes heavy. It's like, what happened? Jesus just left, brother.
Yeah. Right. Especially when that grace lifts off you during those times when you start peeking at yourself or you start thinking it's you doing it. And then all of a sudden it just crushes you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you end up laying it down. And he says somebody else has to pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. If I could not face the Lord knowing that I allowed
they got
that to
your
happen.
Sword. They got your torch.
And the torch is the presence of God.
Yeah.
And that his presence in. As he's talking about that he says, you know, what you refer to as a movement is what we refer to, what I'm talking about. When you see the torch, you're looking at a movement.
Uh-huh.
And you're hearing continually, you've heard us talk about the VFN torch, the torch newsletter, the torch, because God has spoken this, you know, Gideon and the torch for the sword for the Lord and torch for Gideon or whatever it was called. And it's just about a sword for the Lord and a sword for Gideon. Mm-hmm. That at first, when he first started doing it, how many people do we see, you know, that kind of see in our experiences, because we can't tell you everybody's experiences, that they're just wondering like, you know, Pat can do that, you know, Pat can do that. And they don't know the many deaths that you died, you know, like, you know, I'm desperately seeking him all the time. And
exactly.
So, and all of a sudden they start touching it. And next thing you know, everything's falling apart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, then you start realizing, oh my goodness, you're thinking that we're doing this.
That's right.
You're thinking that we're upholding ourselves. We're doing this ourselves. Mm-hmm. And they start falling into all kinds of problems and darkness. And they remember things, journeys we've seen. It's like, you didn't rob a bank, did you? What did you do? It's like, what are you doing? Yeah. What is happening to you? And it's like, you tried to touch God's stuff without God. Mm-hmm. You tried to pick up the sword, and they're looking at it in their first impression. And I love about Rick; he's so honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way he looks at things, and he just talks about himself. But so as he's sitting here holding this light thing, and Jesus explained to him that it was his presence, and that's what you call him. That Jesus started moving up the beach a little bit.
Yeah. He starts walking away, and all of a sudden this thing's going.
It's going
you know, it starts to crush him.
He was just walking quickly up the beach,
so
and like, all of a sudden this thing, yeah.
So he's catching up to Jesus.
Yeah. Because it just started getting heavy. And understand that if what you're doing in God, if your marriage got heavy, if your family got heavy, if your business got heavy, and your ministry got heavy, and all that's ministry, that what you're doing, all of a sudden there's like dread and regret and just you know, you're tired of hearing yourself complain.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought the testimony that there was some of the background back in the audience.
I was just agreeing with Pat.
Yeah, right. But the thing is that, you know, where's Jesus? Did he walk off? And the thing about it, the Lord is always moving. And the sad thing is you watch God move miraculously in people's lives. Mm-hmm. You tell them, this is God. This is what he does. He does this. And they go, okay, this is great. I'm going to do exactly what you said. And I'm going to trust God. And God does everything that he says he's going to do. Then all of a sudden people get comfortable and they just quit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, God's not doing miracles anymore. Well, he kept moving and you didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
God keeps moving. He's always been moving. And he talks about that, about since the beginning of time when the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the earth. He's been moving ever since.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The second that we become stationary is that at that point, God doesn't leave us. He just keeps moving. But it's as if he left us. But the truth is, you can leave God by going nowhere. Mm-hmm. You can leave by God by saying, I'm not going to do what you say. I'm not going to go there. I'm comfortable now. And it's amazing. All of a sudden, now everything gets heavy. Everything gets tired. Mm-hmm. All we got to do is do what Rick did. Remember what he did?
Run.
He saw Jesus walking up the beach.
Yeah.
He had this torch that was so light that he was boasting about how light it was.
Mm-hmm.
He realized, I better get up. And he ran up to catch up with Jesus. And as soon as he caught up with him and got into his presence again, then it was light again. If you want your light to be life again, light again, if you want not to be drudgery anymore again, you want to get back into the presence of God. There's nothing sweeter than the presence of God. I'll give a big shout out and a thank you to Copy Products Company, who's been standing as our new partner here on the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
We're excited about having them stand with us. We've got so much more we're going to share with you about them, but you can go to VFNTV.com and visit their site. At VFNTV.com, visit our sponsors.
We want to give a special thanks to our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, we even have a map. We want to thank all of our sponsors and our partners. Become a partner today. Listen, your financial gifts, your sowing, partnering with us, helps us to take the gospel all around the world. Let's do this together. Let's keep the conversation light. VFNTV.com. Partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.